The U.S. government's website, Hospital Compare, has a new patient safety measure listing central line bloodstream infections. A central line's a tube inserted into the neck or chest. If not put in correctly or kept clean, it can become an easy way for germs to cause serious infections, says Kelly Court. She's chief quality officer for the Wisconsin Hospital Association.
But unlike a tube like a regular IV that you might have in your hand or your arm, this tube, the end of it is very close to your heart. And it's used for infusing large amounts of fluid or blood.
To see how hospitals are doing at preventing central line infections, one can go to the federal site or Checkpoint, a website of the Wisconsin Hospital Association. Wisconsin is not one of 30 states that require public reporting of hospital-acquired infections, but more than 60 hospitals with intensive care units are doing so voluntarily. The state data shows the ratio of Wisconsin hospitals with central line infections is about 40% better than it is nationally. Again, Kelly Court.
38 of our hospitals had zero infections. When we look at how our hospitals compare to that national benchmark, we didn't have any that reported as worse than the national expected.
The data compiled by the Wisconsin Hospital Association is over a six-month period, twice as long as the central line infection data posted on the federal government website, Hospital Compare. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.